Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Mr. Beast, who is a YouTube phenomenon, Mr. Beast is looking for 100 volunteers to test the viral fight theory of whether or not a gorilla, a silverback gorilla, could beat up 100 average men. All right, I thought we would talk to, you know, our outdoorsman here at WWL, Don Dubuque, about this. Don, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot.
All right, Don, so there's this online thing. It's on X, it's on TikTok, it's going all over. And now this YouTube guy, Mr. Beast, is looking for 100 average men to fight a silverback gorilla. You're an outdoors guy. You know about animals, and you might not be an expert in gorillas, but you know about animals. Do you think a silverback gorilla could hold off and beat 100 men?
Yeah, actually, Scoot, I have some background and experience in this kind of a thing. Now, you grew up in Metairie about the same time I did. Do you remember a little carny-type act that used to go around offering money to people who could stay in a ring with a bear or push the bear off?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Well, I got involved in that. Of course, the bear, they prevented him. He had a muzzle on him. And he was trained. As soon as you got in the ring, he just shoved you out of the ring and it was over.
Yeah.
And now a silverback gorilla, that's a pretty formidable creature right there.
Yeah.
I think 100 people, what are the ground rules? Is this gorilla going to be muzzled?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the theory is that the silverback gorilla just by itself could beat 100 average men. I mean, how hard would you have to hit a silverback gorilla to knock him out?
No, so it's a knockout.
It's a fight, but I mean, one thing you might want to try to do is knock out the gorilla. But I mean, I can't imagine being able to hit a gorilla hard enough to knock him out.
Well, I think 100 men could probably take the gorilla. Now, there'd be some casualties because gorillas can bite. I mean, they've got a fearful jaw and teeth.
Yeah.
And you know, couple of swings, they can you know, incapacitate a human. But if you get a bunch of guys, now there's probably only going to be about maybe 10 of them that could actually get a hand on him at the same time. But then you got 90 waitmen line as those go down to fill in. So I tell you what, Scoot, I'd like to get a six pack and a bag of peanuts.
Man, that would be one pay per view I would pay to watch.
I think a lot of people would, but my money would be on the 100 guys. I think they would just wear the gorilla down. Now, 10, 20 guys, I think the gorilla could take him. But 100, that's a lot of people.
All right, I mentioned yesterday. Now, the Saints, what is the Saints' final roster? Like 52, something like that? I mean, they're not average men. Those are big, strong dudes. You think the Saints' roster could take a silverback gorilla?
I don't know. Maybe the Chiefs could. I don't know about the Saints.
Well, what about with the new draft picks, maybe?
They got a shot, maybe. I'd like to see that, too.
All right, Don. Listen, I think the silverback gorilla would win. I just think he would be. I don't think the men would be able to get to him. And I mean, those who tried, I think they would end up being scared at what happened to those in front of them. I mean, I just can't imagine that you could wrangle that guy, wrangle that gorilla. And I mean, if you tried to grab him around the throat, I mean, how strong would you have to be to cling to that gorilla?
Well, what's the average weight of an average man? You know, let's say it's 160, 170 pounds times 100. That's a lot of weight on a gorilla, you know?
Yeah, it is. Well, I think it would be interesting, and I appreciate your expertise
on
this.
Let's get some odds from Vegas, and we'll get a little money going on.
All right. Don Dubuque, thanks for being with us. We'll hear you tomorrow morning.
Yes.
All right, thanks, Don. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well.
It's Friday.
Talking about this gorilla.
Yeah, what do you think? I still think the gorilla would win.
There's no way the gorilla wins, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
100, like Don said, the gorilla is going to kick one man's ass individually over and over and over again, but eventually he'll get tired. And silverback gorillas, they can do a lot of damage, but they're not like aggressive animals, if that makes sense. I mean, they're mostly they run away from people. They don't like being around humans generally. So the gorilla's going to be freaked out. You know what I mean? Like psychologically, the gorilla's going to be like, "Oh God."
But
he's going to not fight. That's my guess. I mean, I'm not a gorilla expert.
I would think if attacked, a silverback gorilla would become aggressive.
It may, but if there's 100, I mean, think of what 100 men looks like.
Yeah, it's a lot
of
men.
That's a big crowd. And a gorilla, I think even if you start attacking the gorilla, and I feel badly for the gorilla in this situation. I mean, I know we're having fun here, but man, sometimes I'm like, the poor gorilla. But listen, here's why the humans are going to win. Because they're smart, then they'll coordinate a plan. You know what I mean? They could use their superior intelligence.
Strategy.
The skills that we developed when we were hunter gatherers, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, we can overwhelm the gorilla that way.
You know, let's do a quick text off on this. Okay? Let's do a fast text off on this. All right. Just text gorilla or 100 men to the Oaken Heart text line, 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Just text the word gorilla or 100 men, and we'll do a text off on this. Who do you think would win in a fight, the gorilla or 100 men?
Here's a text that says, "I'm imagining the scene from Kill Bill when the blonde heroine takes on the team of deadly assassins and eliminates them one by one. I think the silverback would do the same."
Yeah, I kind of have that feeling. I don't know how many men would be able to get close to him because of his reflexes, because of his strength. And, you know, again, as I say, I mean, how hard would you have to hit a gorilla to knock the gorilla out? And would even a number of men have the strength to hold back the arms and legs of the gorilla?
Yeah, don't give the gorilla a katana. You know, that's cheating.
Well, yeah, of course.
Like, what's her face? Kill Bill. Here's the text that says, women tell me I'm below average. I guess I don't have to worry about fighting a gorilla. Good for you. Here's a text that says, I'm 5'9 and 160. The closest to a silverback that I'll ever get is at the Audubon Zoo. And I'll leave you with this one, Scoot. I think this texter has this figured out. Here's how you defeat the gorilla. Kick the gorilla in the nuts.
Ouch. That might knock him out. It might knock him out. All right, because we're very similar in that way.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.